Wildfires continue to burn across thousands of acres in the mountains of North Georgia. The U.S. Forest Service is fighting the state's largest fires. They're burning in the Chattahoochee National Forest. But Georgia has to fight the fires on state and private land. And hundreds of personnel from multiple agencies are working around the clock to contain them. This time of year, the steep forested hill behind Dolores Duncan's mobile home in Fairmount, Georgia, burns bright with autumn color. But last week, those woods actually started burning.
First, it was coming down the mountain over there, and you could see it coming down the mountain, so we went down to see how bad it was. And I guess it's about 50 feet from the bottom when we went down, and that was before dark.
As night fell, the fire moved up the hill, threatening Duncan's home. That's when rangers from the Georgia Forestry Commission arrived on the scene. They worked through the night and stopped the flames about 100 feet from Duncan's back door. And the next day, their work continued. Once a fire is contained, rangers have to make sure it's actually out. Work called mopping up. On that hill behind Duncan's home, one ranger points a hose at smoldering spots in the ground. Another ranger, Eric Evans, wields a rake.
The duff layer out here, the actual leaves and the pine straw, are so thick that it's not just burning on the surface, it's actually burning underneath. So we're having to remove some of that fuel to get to the real heat, which is under the ground. And we use different hand tools, try to put some water on it, and just at least cool it off so it won't restart.
Evans and his partner from West Georgia. They were headed to a larger fire, but got reassigned at the last minute. Evans says this is his second deployment to North Georgia this year.
You know, we've got a lot of folks up here who's going to miss Thanksgiving at home. But it's part of the life.
Byron Hare works for the Georgia Forestry Commission. He says lately, each new day brings new fires.
Some of them are small, didn't take a lot to extinguish. Those like this one, though, do take several days, and if it stays where it's at.
Last week, Governor Nathan Deal ordered drought designations for more than 100 counties. The worst conditions are here in the northwest corner of the state. The drought has dried out forests as falling leaves continue to cover the ground. Hare says, factor in fall breezes and remote mountainous terrain.
There are just several items that have came together to make it a little more difficult than normal.
So, the Forestry Commission has called in reinforcements from all over the state. Local firefighters, scientists from the Department of Natural Resources, even inmates from the Department of Corrections. One of the bigger fires has burned about 3,000 acres in Tatum Gulf on the west side of Lookout Mountain. Crews use a fleet of helicopters with 300-gallon orange buckets to dump water onto the smoking trees. On a high cliff above, a team works to control an intentional fire set to keep the bigger fire out of a residential neighborhood. Trina Morris is with the Department of Natural Resources.
We are trying to clean up some of the little hot spots that are around these people's homes. They did a burnout operation to protect the homes, and we're trying to make sure we go back and put out anything that's still smoldering.
Morris is a biologist. Normally, she studies bats, but says these just aren't normal times.
I've been in Georgia 11 and a half years. I've never seen anything close to this, and we just haven't had any rain in this part of the state, and that leads to really, really dry conditions, and it's the perfect storm for fire.
And that perfect storm is expected to continue. Forecasters predict a warm, dry winter across much of the state. For GPB News, I'm Sam Whitehead in Northwest Georgia.